The sheriff called me yesterday, and after he got done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve rattled after what I heard. But I'm going to tell you what the emergency, what's behind this emergency for the solar eclipse, what's the deeper intel, and not only that, how they want emergency communication systems to be implemented, what specific groups they're going to be targeting. We're about to get into all that right here, and information that I did separate research to try to link up and confirm more on this scenario. So he gets on the phone with me yesterday after they have this meeting. Who's this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security. So, and he said there were New York instructors there. I have a list right here. I took notes of every single thing that he said because I couldn't record his voice. Obviously, he's trying to stay discreet. He said they were focusing on anti-vaccine people, anti-government people, preppers, Trump supporters. He even goes into deeper in the scenario what we're going to get to here in a second. But he said they didn't want the public to have any communication between each other. Any communication at all. And we told you yesterday that sheriff that came on and said it could be a potential terror attack. Well, we got more intel on what could actually happen in the solar eclipse, but just listen to this 23-second clip really quick.
But that's not all that he's concerned about.
That people want to do us harm, use an event like this where a lot of people are gathered to do some type of terror event.
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now for about 2 years.
They've been preparing for this for 2 years. Imagine that, for 2 years. That sounds like a lot of preparation going into that. And in the video yesterday, I told you the military is getting into a building that they won the Allied War in World War II, which is Ida Bell, which you can find that video after this video. But let's get into this right now. So they don't want any communications between us. And what is the big event that they're doing? This is what he told me inside of Homeland Security yesterday they were talking about. He said, during the solar eclipse, while people are all out there looking, they're planning, the intel that they've got is a possible biological attack on people while the solar eclipse is freaking happening. Yes, I just said that, while the solar eclipse is happening. And you're like, okay, well, where are they going to do that? Well, all the people out for the solar eclipse, I'm potentially believing, could be targets. Okay, so this is not speculation. This is totally inside information about what they said. And they're talking about how the first responders' mental health, they need to prepare because their mental health is going to be very, very, you know, out of whack after this. So when he told me that they potentially might be doing a biological attack, that's the intel. Who's going to be doing it? I don't know. But however, I looked deeper, and then I seen that 3 weeks ago, none of us was paying attention to the fact that the FBI just had a training drill for a biological attack, and they're getting hospitals ready for it. So I want you to look at this video clip real quick and just look at what we all missed and how this lines up with the agenda.
Staff at multiple local hospitals are now better prepared to handle a potential emergency. The FBI spent time in three ERs today in our area, walking doctors, nurses, and other staff through what they could do in case of a bioterrorism disaster. 11 News reporter Elmer Mejia-Segastume is joining me live from Penrose Hospital, one of the locations that participated. An agent with the FBI told you that disasters like these help improve communications, or disaster exercises, I should say, help improve communication among staff and others.
Adam, a hospital official says that these drills are important in keeping the staff on their toes and prepared. They say the staff hospital does numerous drills throughout the years. It helps them determine what needs the hospital may have depending on the situation. Special Agent David Autry says no drill ever goes 100% perfectly, but they consider every drill a success because it helps them identify the things the FBI and hospitals need to improve on. Hospital officials say the disaster scenario was a toxin put in people's milk. The goal was to monitor how departments and agencies communicated with one another.
There's a need for all of us. There's no one single agency that can handle this alone. Again, we handle that law enforcement investigation, the lead from the federal side, but that includes our state and local partners from law enforcement, includes public health. When you look at a WMD event, it's going to require all partners to come together.
The FBI and local hospitals say that after these disaster scenario exercises...
Appreciate that super chat. Now, I have so much more to tell you. But please, while we're live right now, while you're watching this, share this out, more importantly, to your friends, to your family, to all the people that's going to be going to the solar eclipse, so we can potentially avert them getting hit with biological materials that is probably going to be dispersed on crowds when this event happens. That's the inside intel, and there's more intel than that that we're finna get to right now. Target list, let's talk about how they're telling law enforcement in this meeting with Homeland Security, they're telling them on the population that, hey, look, we need you to enforce information because during the last pandemic, everything got out of hand. We need you to track their cell phones, which they did in the last pandemic. We need you to basically be in control. And why you think all the communication systems are upgrading? You see all these counties saying, oh, we got to upgrade the communication systems. And then you see where they're having all these meetings and stuff like that for the communication systems. So the reason they don't want any communication between us, because they said how the public was distrusting all of them, how we distrusted them during the ongoing operations of the first pandemic, because we're not just talking about what's happening in the solar eclipse, we're talking about the potential next plan, which he gets into here, and he talks about every single virus they talk about. And when I'm looking here, that's because I got this list. I told you I took notes, I wrote down all this stuff when he was talking to me on his phone call. So the communication basically is the reason why emergency stuff is coming out right now, is because we're not going to have communication with each other. They're going to make sure that he said it's only going to be cell phone communication. Like, you're going to get emergency alert. The emergency systems, like I was saying, they're not going to be able to be like, you're going to have your Faraday bag ready, because the tracking system, somebody says, thank you, Steven, appreciate you, no problem. So the emergency systems, you need to get your Faraday bags ready, because they're going to be tracking you actively. They're going to be looking into that. They're going to be basically trying as much as possible to get who's on the target list. So the next thing is, they talked about a lot of different virus things, virus scenarios. We want to get into that right now. And he was talking about the deer situation, right? The zombie deer thing. He said that was one thing that they said was going to jump to humans. And basically, since that's in a lab somewhere, you already know what's going on with that. They're whipping it up and they're going to try to make something jump. He also said that in this meeting with Homeland Security, they were talking about how they were going to be ready to lock people in their houses. And he gave me this map as well. So the map is pretty much, he said, this is public knowledge right here. And this is basically the map here. So whenever environmental supposedly disasters happen, this is the response in all the states, and they call this apple tree map. Interesting. So moving past that, He said the main things inside of this Homeland Security meeting that they talked about, what they were going to need to install certain people for the CDC's interest, meaning politicians that's puppets. They talked about Ebola. They talked about COVID, measles, and like I just said, the brain wasting disease. How to map out, this is the part where we get crazy. Obviously, we've got some rain about to come, but we're going to be able to finish this before that happens. Mass casualty. How to map out the population and round up the homeless. So this is another thing they're talking about within these meetings. He's going to have a meeting also coming up. So you want to stay around, because Monday I'll be telling you about the next meeting, which martial law is what they're talking about in that one. But they're talking about locking people into their homes. Two, he said that they're going to try to get religious people on board with getting people to get the vax. So basically saying that the churches, the preachers and stuff like that, they're going to go around and they're going to have campaigns to try to push them to get you to trust them when they pull out this next version of whatever the pandemic is, so that you can go and take, you already know what they're going to be pushing. Somebody says, we are real out here, JWTV. Yeah, we are real. And this is all getting real. And I'm telling you, this information here, extremely. He said this was the composure of Homeland Security. They were extremely, like, worried, he said. Like, extremely worried. And so the first day was supposed to be an exercise. He said there was no exercise. And also they didn't allow any cell phones in the building, because they didn't want anybody recording anything. So all the information here that I'm giving you, like, you're not going to get it anywhere else. This stuff should be spread out massively. Do you know how many lives could be saved during this event just because we avert this? And we know people are still going to say, well, I'm not going to not go. I'm going to go anyway. But let them do that. But the problem is, the people who don't know, if this doesn't get to them, if they don't have a chance to basically avert what's coming. And that means that all of us should be prepared and ready if they're going to spread something biological. That's how the first half of this next event begins. Spreading something biological. All these people, hundreds of thousands of people out there. After that, they go back home. They go wherever they go. And then from there, it just amplifies and spreads. So this information here is, like, so critical. And I'm leaving it on you. I'm leaving on every last one of you to choose the choice to get it out to others, because that's all I can do. YouTube is not going to do that. It's really up to you at this point. And if you just tuned in the video and you don't know what's going on, you got to watch the full video again. The video yesterday I put out linking to this is really important. You should see. Again, the donation link will be below to help JWTV out. We'll have more information coming Monday. You'll want to stick around for that, because he has another meeting in his Homeland Security meeting. And we'll be telling you more about that scenario too. Stay safe, everybody, and be prepared.